Now, Sinn Féin were doing their best to get us someone live on the programme this morning. They can't do so. They are doing their best, though. They did provide someone for a pre-recorded interview. We couldn't make that happen. The leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Mike Nesbitt, with us today. What's your position, Mike, given what you've just heard?
Well, I haven't heard anything, Stephen, because I've been doing other things. So I apologise if you thought I was monitoring your programme, but I haven't been.
Okay.
The position is that we will go down to the talks today, but the ball is very firmly at the feet of Sinn Féin, because they are literally themselves alone in terms of being the only organisation I'm aware of on planet Earth still in denial about the existence of the IRA. And that is such a fundamental breach of confidence and trust. That is why we took the decision we took a few weeks ago to withdraw from the Northern Ireland Executive. It needs to be fixed, as many things need to be fixed, not least the fact that this executive led by the DUP and Sinn Féin is incapable of delivering positive outcomes. But that's the challenge at the Stormont House talks. So we'll be going down today looking to Sinn Féin, not to be talking about securocrats or enemies of the peace process, but to see if they're willing to come onto the same page as everybody else about the existence of this terrorist
But they're not Sinn Féin, as you well know. They're not going to come out today, tomorrow or the next day and suddenly say, yeah, we've found the IRA under the sofa. They're not going to do it, and you know it.
Well, if they're going to persist in telling lies about such a fundamental point, we will not be doing business with them. I would like...
So you'll not be in the talks?
I said we'll go down to the talks to confront them. I will also be asking the Secretary of State whether this morning I am sitting beside or whether at a previous round of negotiations, either in this round of Stormont House talks or the 2014 round of talks, have I been sitting beside a member of the Army Council of the Provisional IRA?
Well, Mike, the DUP have told us this morning, you didn't hear this, but the DUP, through Edwin Poots, have told us this morning that they believe that the IRA and Sinn Féin are essentially one and the same thing. And therefore, I put it to Mr. Poots, that logically means he believes his party is in government with the IRA.
And he said yes, did he?
Well, he didn't say no.
Well, we would firmly believe that there is overlap, but I think there are other people who...
Edwin Poots went further. He said he believes that the IRA and Sinn Féin are one and the same thing.
We believe that they are inextricably linked, and we believe that the panel report published yesterday makes that clear. We think there's huge overlap between the two organisations, but we don't think they are one and the same thing. I do not believe for a moment that everybody who votes Sinn Féin supports the IRA in 2015. But what I do believe is what I read in the report, which says the Army Council still exists and that they have influence over Sinn Féin. Now, I want to respect Sinn Féin's mandate, but I will not respect, Stephen, I will not respect the nameless, faceless, shadowy figures who populate the Army Council of the IRA, because those are the people who, over a number of decades, killed 1,771 people, according to yesterday's report, and became the most vicious terrorist organisation.
They're not on a war footing.
Earth.
They are not on a war footing.
At the moment. I'm sitting here at my desk. In front of me, I have a copy of Gerry Adams' seminal work, The Politics of Irish Freedom. He says there have always been three tendencies within republicanism: a militaristic one, which I consider to be terrorism, a revolutionary one, which is apolitical, and then a constitutional tendency. And at any given time, one's in the ascendancy. I accept, at the moment, in the ascendancy in republicanism is the political way forward. But that wheel, according to Gerry Adams, continuously turns. And dissident Republicans take the view that Gerry Adams used to take, that violence was justified.
So,
and they think the circumstances still justify terrorism today. And who knows where we're going tomorrow, next week, next month.
So when you say you will not do business with Sinn Féin, you walk into the talks, you confront them, to use your words.
Yes.
If they do not suddenly admit what you want them to, that the IRA exists, what do? You walk back out again and you will never work in the executive with Sinn Féin unless they do that? Is that right?
We have a crisis and then we have further steps to take, Stephen. In terms of where the Ulster Unionist Party is going, I'm very clear about our next step later this morning when the talks resume. I'm also very clear that we will continue to offer decisive leadership Unlike the DUP with a hokey-cokey in-out yo-yo type of
I don't think anybody else is clear what you do after you confront Sinn Féin. What do you do next?
I can't tell you what we do next because we haven't confronted them.
Well, you know what they're going to say.
We haven't heard from them
yet.
You
know they're going to tell you the IRA doesn't exist.
Yes, and then what is the Irish government going to do about that? What is the British government going to do about that? What is the American government going to do about that? What are the other parties around the table going to do about that?
The eyes are on a bigger prize, which is a stable government and peace. What is the Ulster Unionist Party going to do when Sinn Féin tell you the IRA doesn't exist?
If we cannot do business with Sinn Féin, that is a huge issue. What we are going to do today, I have told you, is we are going to confront them. We are also going to be working, as we have been over a number of weeks, on an alternative programme for government because we believe that this government is incapable of delivering positive outcomes. And I read the Belfast Telegraph, as I'm sure you did on Monday, when the First Minister said, let's complete the deal. Stephen, he's had 8 years to complete the deal. How long does somebody in that position get to finish the deal? Surely 8 years is long enough to prove whether you're capable or incapable of finishing.
You're still not telling us what you're going to do after they tell you the IRA doesn't exist.
Because we haven't had that conversation. And
they've been telling you for weeks.
To push me about this and that.
I'm not pushing with something that you know is going to happen.
Calm down, Stephen. I will take my delegation down to the talks and we shall see what happens. So far, we have offered decisive, clear leadership. When the murder took place and the chief constable said it was conducted by members of the IRA in cahoots with dissident Republicans, and Sinn Féin then went into their single transferable speech of denial, we were decisive. Yeah. We withdrew from government.
Yeah,
we
continue running away from the executive is decisive all of a sudden, is it?
Well, you can use
trying
that
to steal
term.
A march on the DUP to gain political advantage is decisive, is it?
Did you ever read the Stormont House Agreement?
Not in full.
Well, you would be aware that all five parties discussed and agreed it would be a good idea to have an official opposition. We have moved into opposition. If people don't like it, they shouldn't have put their hand up for those paragraphs to go into the Stormont House Agreement. So you can be as petty as you want to be about running away and dereliction of duty. But what we have done is decisive. Do you think that this panel would have been put together if we hadn't taken decisive action? Not a chance.
I'm confused. The Stormont House Agreement was last December and you only came out a few weeks ago.
Yes, we were in arguing and negotiating for the implementation of the Stormont House Agreement because we would rather be an official opposition than the unofficial opposition that we are today. We came out on a matter of principle over a murder conducted by members of a terrorist organisation with a party of government being in total denial about those facts. And they still are today, and it needs to be resolved.
And am I right in interpreting what you've said this morning? You will never go back in unless Sinn Féin admit the IRA exists?
No, I haven't said that, Stephen. What I have said is there is one step in this chess game that I'm prepared to discuss, and it's the next one, going down to Stormont House later today. I know you want me to talk you through the next 5, 10, 50, 100 million years, but I'm not going to do it.
I'm just getting you to talk through, or attempting to get you to talk through, tomorrow morning after they tell you today the IRA doesn't exist.
Well, let's see what happens today, Stephen.
Okay, Mike Nesbitt, thank you.